ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام قلوب الرجال وحشية فمن تألفها أقبلت عليه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The hearts of the people are like wild beasts. Whoever tames them, they would pounce upon him."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find in the life and the morals and ethics and the behaviors and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that there are so many lessons which we can learn from these different aspects of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that you could spend a lifetime trying to implement these various lessons from Imam Ali, and still one would need multiple lifetimes to be able to truly and accurately implement all of these different lessons from the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Small statements from the commander of the faithful, this first divinely appointed imam, small statements which have a world of meaning. One of these statements that we find, of course, which he implemented himself and was a part of his persona, for the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam were not separate from his persona. They were one with his persona. So many talks about truth and justice and honesty and fairness and self-sacrifice and determination and patience. All of these things that he speaks about are in reality a part of his persona. So his statements are one with his persona. His statements are one with his actions and who he is. So along these lines, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the importance of patience for faith is like the importance of a head for a body. And so if we add here, just like a body is of no use without a head, for the head is, for example, the command center of the body, faith also needs patience. Patience is the command center of faith. So sabr, patience, is the head for iman, faith, which is the body. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam continues and he says, therefore, one who is not patient during tribulations and hardships has no faith. They have no iman. Patience, dear friends, is something which in itself is a long discussion, a beautiful discussion, and something that I encourage all of the listeners to go and research about patience, the different kinds of patience. For example, just to list, there is patience in the face of trials and tribulations. There is patience in trying to obey the commandments of Allah in order to do the obligatory things that Allah has made obligatory. And there is another kind of patience, which is patience in refraining from committing the things that Allah has commanded us to stay away from, meaning to stay away from the prohibited things. Also, there's a specific definition of patience. Patience doesn't mean that you just simply get beat up and you just stand there quietly. No, patience means determination, means steadfastness, means continuing the path despite trials and tribulations. This beautiful, beautiful concept of patience in Islam. And so we must always remember that we have to be patient in the various aspects and the various phases and stages of our lives. For patience is the head of the body of faith. And anyone who is not patient, despite the trials and tribulations that come upon us, in reality, they have no faith. May Allah protect us all. Another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
۶۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰۰
الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection on the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
His name brings about a sense of strength in the heart. His remembrance is a source of inspiration for the souls. His legacy is widespread throughout the centuries and around the world. I tell you, when it comes to merits and being the first after the Prophet of Islam, this holy individual stands unchallenged and indeed undefeated in these qualities and much more. And that is why when we come to analyze and examine how people have witnessed this association, we see that that bond with Amir al-Mu'mineen is a bond that people refuse to dissociate. In throughout the times, how many have laid their lives because they're lovers of Ali? How many people have sacrificed because they were being told either you choose Ali or you choose the path of death? And indeed, they chose the path of Ali at the same time seeking death. Because today you find even not more than a few years ago in places like Iraq, where people were being picked and were told to what? To dissociate themselves from the commander of the faithful. Yet they refused to do so when they were identified from their badges and from their ID tags of whether they were Shia or not. They would refuse to do so. And when they would not dissociate from Amir al-Mu'mineen, there would only be one path for them. That path would be martyrdom. But it's a path that is sweet in the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.